Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Christopher. With world-renowned psychic, spiritual teacher, and healer, Christopher Reburn. Visit Christopher on his website at www.reburn.org to schedule a private reading with him, view tour schedule, his spiritual audio CDs, and much more. Whether you are a spiritual beginner or a spiritual warrior, Conversations with Christopher is geared towards your continued spiritual learning and development. And now, please welcome Christopher Reburn.
Hey everyone, this is Christopher here. Thank you so much. Sometimes I just want to fast forward through that opening. 53 seconds is a long time. We're working on getting a new one, and we're going to have our listeners do it. Something special I'll be telling you all about very soon on Twitter and Facebook. Today is a very, very wonderful day here on Conversations with Christopher. It always is when we have my dear friend and spiritual big brother, Manolo Link, who's joining the show again today, making his fifth appearance here on Conversations with Christopher. Today we're going to talk about the upcoming English and the American release of his fantastic book, A New Life in Bali. Now, we've had Manolo on the show before, those of you that are diehard listeners. Those of you that have listened and paid attention, you will have heard about this book before, because we've been literally talking about this book a little bit every single time he's been on. And we're very excited because it's about ready to launch in English and in America, which we'll have more details on later. This is a fantastic book that details the loss of his beloved wife, starting over again, finding his self and his purpose again, and so much more. This is one of the most genuine people I've ever known. And if you ever get an opportunity to attend one of his events, you've got to go hear this man speak. He is phenomenal in every way. I'm talking about the wonderful and soon-to-be best-selling author, my just wonderful friend, Mr. Manolo Link. Welcome back, brother. Thanks for being here again.
Christopher, thank you very much for all your beautiful words. I'm very happy to be back on your show, and I'm saying hello to all listeners around the world. And I'm very moved about your words, Christopher.
Thanks a lot for your very warm welcome. It's all truth, all truth. All the words are so truthful as well. You know, we are so thrilled not just to welcome you back to the first, lucky number five, our fifth show together, but also we're getting everybody ready for the upcoming launch of the American release, of the English release of your book, A New Life in Bali, which has been a phenomenal process. Being a part of your journey, a part of your life, watching this book, you know, in another language become translated and processed right now to the American and English languages. What has this process been like for you, watching your book finally, you know, get reborn, essentially, into the American, into the English audience?
It is very exciting for myself.
Yeah.
I mean, this book I have written 22 years ago, you know, 22 mm-hmm. years mm-hmm. ago, when my second wife Gisela died, her last wish was a funeral on Bali, and her brother and myself, we brought her ash to Bali beside a waterfall. The waterfall is Gitgit, the name. And mm-hmm. When I came back from Bali from the funeral, I have written down with my hand what all the special things, the unbelievable things, you know, what's happened on Bali, and then I got the idea writing a book about it. That was 22 years ago, but it's needed, wait a moment, I think it needed another 13, 14 years before the book was published the first time, and now it is republished this year by the Carina publisher in Vienna, and I am very happy about this one. Then I have written two chapters more, and in those two chapters I have written how I met Jean on the mm-hmm. Camino, and 14 years after the funeral I came back with Jean to this waterfall, and we have given the water flowers and my published book in this time, and Jean and myself we felt pure love, only love, It was so, it was really moving. We cried, you know, and and then a circle closed, you know. It was very special.
It's very moving. It's very inspirational just hearing you speak about it. And I know some of our listeners are just about in tears just hearing you speak of it. And a big shout out to Jean, our darling friend Jean Callen, and listening today also. And she's going to be back with us this holiday season because we're going to have Jean and Manolo back together again later this year to celebrate the holidays with us. Remember, we did that last year, everyone, and so many of you just loved it. But today we're talking about A New Life in Bali, which we just cannot wait to introduce to the American audience and to the English reading audience. When you lost your wife, obviously this was one of the most difficult, challenging, emotionally overwhelming experiences of your life. And thank you for writing about it, because you writing about it is helping so many other people who have also experienced similar loss. But what was that loss like for you in finding your purpose, starting over, and finding the will to live again without her physically? What was that process like for you?
The process, when Gisela died, it was on the 17th of February, 96. I mean, I lost my wife, and before I lost my job, then I lost myself. I was 4 weeks in a hospital, and that was a real need. That was a tough time. And after this, I was a couple of years depressed. I was tired about life.
Mm.
And then friends are very important for myself. They have spoken with me for hours. You know, they are beside me all the time. And then slowly I came back to life until I walked the Camino. That's now 13 years ago, and when I met Jean, and since this time I am really back to a happy life. But I had a couple of years full depression, and I know what is depression, you know. But now I am back, and I'm happy to be back.
Well, yes, of course you are. I'm sure it was such a difficult time, and thankfully you've had some great friends and some people that have been there to support you through your celebrations of life and through the difficult, more darker chapters of your life. When you were writing this book, how big of a part did your beloved wife in heaven have in this book? Did you channel her through some of the memories, and how painful, how difficult was it for you to put this out for everyone to read? Because it was a terrible, painful experience. How difficult was that to be that open, to be that honest, to be that raw with the world, to put everything in writing? It must have been very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, when I have written the book, always emotions came up, you know, and sometimes I cried, but it was a good process.
Yeah.
And I wrote, honestly, the book, you know, and I'm describing myself. I'm a writer. I'm writing with open heart and with open soul. And, you know, sometimes I'm writing what's coming. I'm switching off my thinking, and I'm writing what's coming. I mean, in this book, A New Life on Bali, it's a true story. And I got the idea. I want to give people hope. They're in the same situation than I was. You know, they lost a partner, they lost parents, or they had a loss. In this book I'm writing, after a loss there is a tough time. All people know it. They have a loss, you know, but there's a hope that we, after this, a time of feeling sadness, that we can back to life, and there's always help. Even what Jean said in the last interview, we have angels, they're helping us, we have friends, you know, and there's always help, but sometimes we have to ask for help, you know. We are getting help.
Mm-hmm. And that's difficult for a lot of people, asking for help, isn't it? For some people, that can be the most difficult task in their life, just saying,
absolutely.
I need some healing, I need some help. How do you, because you've had a lot of people, and you will have a lot of people come to you once they read this book, sharing their own stories of grief and loss and moving forward and finding purpose again. And how important is that when you hear back from your readers, people that have read your other books and other things in publication? How important are your readers to you, and what message do you have to share with them today?
That, Christopher, that's for myself. Millions of euros or very high salary cannot give me when somebody is writing me this book was a help, you know, and I could do, I can give support to my readers. My purpose is giving the world good things, telling the world what is important, sharing with other people, giving support, you know, and that is my biggest happiness, you know, when I'm getting an email from my reader and saying, this book was a help for me and for my life, and I got a lot. I mean, sometimes I'm getting a negative critic, but I have to live with this one too, you know. I cannot control it. But it is important that that I have a feeling I can make a change in the world for good.
And you already have in so many different ways, through your speaking functions, through your workshops, through your books, through just doing these interviews, doing media appearances. You know, and this is something that you're so good at. You know, some people are really good in the public eye and some people aren't. And you're so good at doing events and speaking and lectures.
Oh, thank you
and we
very
have
much.
People. Yes, you're welcome. We have people from all over the world listening today, and we're going to give a few shout-outs in a few minutes to let you know where some of the people are listening from today. But before we do that, when you were writing this book, tell us about the process of starting it and finishing it. How long did it take you, and did it take you longer than you thought it would take to put it from start to finish?
I know exactly this. In May 96, when I came back from the funeral from Bali, you know, I got the idea writing a book and about my experience, life with my wife, Gisela, our beautiful journeys. We traveled around the world. We had a very happy life. And then her sickness. And on the end, she was 5 weeks in a hospice, and then she died, and then the experience of Bali. I think I started in June 96, and I finished this book on the end from the year in December. And I was very happy when I first that I could write a book, and this time I hadn't a job. You know, for myself, it was very important that I had to... I had to write a book that was very precious for my life. And when I finished the book, I had a feeling, I remember this exactly, I had a feeling I have done an important piece to the world.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that was a must. And that wasn't Gisela's sense, write this book, send this message to the world, to giving people, even when my experience... my experience are really tough one, but even with the tough experience, we can give support and help to each other, you know, and that is important. I mean, nothing is for nothing, you know, even the toughest time. I mean, it is, it's not easy, believe this.
No, and I'm very appreciative in you talking about this today, because I know that a lot of people... are being helped by you, by your words, a lot of people from all over the world. And let's give a few shout-outs to some of our listeners today, to our listeners in the U.S., the U.K., Canada, Latvia, Norway, Russia, China, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Turkey, Romania, Greece, Morocco, Spain, South Africa, Madagascar, Indonesia. Those are just a few shout-outs from people listening to us today, Manolo. How's that?
Oh, do you know, it's great when I heard Syria, I will send a lot of love and light and blessings to Syria for peace. Then we have friends from Syria, very beautiful friends. And it's great hearing Indonesia, you know, my love, Bali. And I'm very, very happy to hearing this one and all the other countries. And in this stage, I'm thinking, you know, the book is not published in English now. And you know what I said before? I stopped searching, but I am by finding a publisher. And whenever there is a publisher listening and want to publish a beautiful book and a true life story in English, he can ring me and he can contact me, and we will do a good deal.
Yes, and we know that's going to happen very soon. And I think that we just cannot wait for this. We're so happy that you have a new literary agent here in America too that's helping you with, you know, breaking into the American audience with your book and, you know, everything. It's going to be a tremendous journey once this book is released. That's why we wanted to do a little bit of a teaser today for our listeners and for Manolo's followers and loyal subjects, so they know what's going on. And then when we have a release date, we're going to have Manolo back on to do a really big release show, a party for him to commemorate the release of this phenomenal book, which we cannot wait to read. This has been a work in progress for so many years. It will be so great to finally turn the pages and in a language that I can understand in English. So we're very, very excited about this. Friends, if you're just now joining us, you're listening to Conversations with Christopher. I am your host, Christopher Reburn. Joining me today is my wonderful friend, Manolo Link, a new life in ballet, getting ready to be released here in America and in the English language very, very, very soon. What does ballet mean to you today? What did it mean to you then, and what does it mean to you now?
Bali, and I came the first time with my wife Gisela to Bali. Bali is really special. You know, when my wife Gisela came the first time to Bali, we didn't met in this time. With her parents, she had a feeling she was coming home, and that was special. She loved Bali very much. And at Bali, from the first moment when I came to Bali, I had a feeling I love it. There is a beautiful energy. I mean, not in the south where a lot of tourists, you know, that's not very nice. But in the north and in the west and the east, it's still very quiet, you know. And, you know, I'm sensitive. I'm feeling people. I'm feeling the nature.
Yeah.
And I felt a lot of love in Bali, and I believe the religion on Bali is Hinduism, but a loved Hinduism. And what Jean mentioned in her interview before, when you are seeing Bali, the whole Bali is blessed. You know, in the morning they have in every corner altar. They are blessing the goddess. They are blessing themselves. They are blessing the food. They are blessing the tourists. They are blessing the rice fields. They are blessing whatever, whole Bali is blessed, and I'm feeling this, you know, and I think a lot of other people feeling this too. And what I'm thinking now about Bali is first, I have been two times to the Literature Festival in Ubud, and it is beautiful. I loved it, and I think I will go back when my book is published in English to this festival for launching the book on Bali.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I can imagine that Bali is going to want to get involved with this book and do some sort of a release or some sort of a launch in Bali, which would be really phenomenal. I think that would be very full circle moment in more ways than one. You know, the more that we talk about this book, the more I think this is really going to take the world by storm. And I know that all of our listeners, all of our people are definitely going to want in on it and to get a signed copy. I know that you'll be doing book tours and lots of stuff once the book is out and available. One of the things that about the book that when people read it, I think one of the things that they will be most surprised about, of course they won't be surprised if they knew you as good as I do, but everything is so open. Everything is so honest. Everything is so raw. Everything is so graphic, descriptive, specific. And I know that I kind of asked this question before, but what was that like for you in putting all of this together? Just the process of, if you were to looking at other books that you've, other projects that you've done, what made this stand out? This particular project, what makes this stand out? What do you think makes it stand out from the others?
It is a book. It is Christopher, this really, it is an unbelievable story. What's happened all in this book is since I wrote this book, I don't believe about coincidences. I will tell you one example. I met the first time my wife Gisela on the 17th of February 89 in Cologne. And exactly 7 years later, on the 17th of February, she died. Exactly seven years. And, you know, that's not a coincidence. And I had a feeling a couple of days before she died, I thought Gisela will die on the 17th of February. And for example, on the waterfall in Gitgit, where we brought the ash from Gisela, 2.5 years before, we had a holiday on Bali, and now I'm saying with awareness, coincidentally, we have been to this waterfall, and I bought a star tour from wood on this waterfall. And 1 week after Gisela died, my son from my first marriage, Marco, said, the star tour looked like Gisela. And my sister-in-law, Claudia, said the same. And and sculptures on Bali, they believe they're putting a soul in this piece of the piece of wood or whatever. And, you know, since this time, I don't believe in coincidences. And I mean, I that was my job, writing this book and sending it to the world. That was so clear, you know, and I didn't question it, what I am doing here. It was not an easy job, you know, writing this book.
No.
I felt
right.
a lot of pain, and it was a hard work over years. But and I had the thinking, when it is a help for only one human on this planet, then it was worth all this work, you know.
That's true. That's very, very true. And one of the great things about this book is people are going to be able to, I think, read it again and again and again. You know, some books you can only read once, then you either give the book away or whatever. But this is a book that people can read again and again and again to find inspiration and to find. And then we have somebody on Twitter. We have Sophia from Sicily. Oh, from Italy. We have a question for you, wanting to know, when will A New Life in Bali be turned into a major motion picture movie? Oh, wow.
Do you know? Do
we
you
like
know?
The sounds of that.
Do you know? Christopher, do you know? I believe this. I had this vision years ago, and actually by the Literature Tour Festival on Bali, there was a taxi driver. I told him the story, and I said, I can see a movie about this one. And I can see a movie. I have a deep feeling that will be a movie. I'm sure. And, I mean, again, what is great, I have a literature tour agent now, Tracy Brennan from Indiana, you know, and she is looking for a publisher, and I'm sure we will find one. And Jean has contact to actress in Hollywood. You know, we have good contacts via Lorna too. And it will, I have this deep feeling it will be a movie. And I think it will be a beautiful movie.
Well, I think so too. So the $1 million question, who do you want to play you, George Clooney or Brad Pitt or Russell Crowe?
Christopher, that was a good one. I'm telling you another special. That is not my idea. Some people, when they are watching me, even when I had a short haircut, they think I'm looking like Pierce Brosnan. You know, I am smiling about this man. This one, I think Steven Spielberg will find the right actor. I think so.
It's just a very exciting process. And this is definitely a book that needs to see the light of day, that people need to read, because there's always books available. I mean, there's always a book being published every day, but this is a quality book. This is something that people can read again and again. And it's one of those books that you can loan out to a friend. If you read the book yourself and you're struggling, give it to or if you know somebody that's struggling, loan them the book, you know, let them read or get them a copy of it when it's available. This is one of those books that will change your life when you read it. And you will want to learn more about Manolo once you start reading his words. You will want to become more involved in his spiritual journey and odyssey forward. So we are very excited about this launch, and we'll be bringing you more information as soon as it's available. But the process is off and running, and we're excited to see how this goes. What do you want your you know, because a lot of your supporters and your loyal subjects and people are listening in today. What do you want to tell your supporters and listeners today?
Do you know, Christopher, what I want to tell all the time is we are living on a beautiful planet, and we are all born as loved ones. When I'm seeing a baby, I'm seeing pure love. But we have only some people that have forgotten it, that they are pure love. And we have to remember the guys and saying, you are pure love, but behave yourself like this one. And I think the most important in my life is I keep going telling people, I have an example now. Jean was the midwife for a book from Sister Concelio. She worked 40 years in Ireland with addicted people, you know. And in this book, she grew up on a farm. And her mother sometimes gave her a bag, and this bag was a bread and milk and sometimes a T-shirt. And she said, that is for our neighbor, they have less. And that is for myself, spirituality. And that is religion, and that is politics. And we all can do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because some people do need to remember where they come from. And it just takes a minute. It just takes a little time for reflection to go back and get back to basics, which I know is what you are an advocate for. You are a standing force for world peace and trying to get countries to get along. And I know that you're hoping for world peace, as we all are, trying to understand our lives as brothers and sisters, even if we don't always understand or appreciate each other. I know you've been an advocate for the angels and so many things, which is why people care so much about you. It's why so many people are interested in what you're doing and things like that. So thank you. Thank you again. This has been a tremendous gift to have you back on again, and we're going to send some dates over to you and Jean so that we can get booked in for our holiday event this year, you know, because we had so much fun last year doing a holiday show, all three of us. I want to see if we can turn that into a yearly event every year. But we're going to do that later in the year, which is going to be exciting. Thank you for being back today. Thank you for sharing so much with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was a real pleasure. You know, I like all the time saying to all listeners and to all people in the world, I have only one wish, that all people are happy and healthy and wealthy. And, you know, sharing is the way to world peace, and we can share.
Yes, we can. I believe that, too. And thank you for being here today. And lots of love to you and to Jean and to all of our friends in Ireland and throughout the world listening today. And that was the wonderful Manolo link, which we're going to keep you updated with him. You can go on his website at www.manololink.com. That's MANOLOLINK.com. For more information about him and what he's up to. And as soon as we have the release date, you know we're going to have him back. We're going to have him right back, and we're going to plug the hell out of this book to get it on the New York Times bestseller list and the Sunday Times bestseller list as well. We're going to do whatever we can to make sure that this book tops the charts, okay? So thank you for joining us today. I love you all, and a special thanks to my spiritual brother. I just love him so much. To Manolo, thank you for being here, and to Jean for listening and always being there for me. Thank you all for listening today. This is Christopher Reburn wishing you lots of love, lots of light, and blessings to you and your loved ones. You can check me out online at www.reburn.org, and again, you can check Manolo out on www.manololink.com. For more information about him. Also on Twitter, you can check him out for daily inspiration and tweets and quotes from him. He's a very, very wonderful speaker, and everything he says is filled with inspiration and meaning. He's a phenomenal person. So please check him out if you haven't already. We'll have him back on again with Jean later this year to celebrate the holidays. Friends, I love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for welcoming Manolo back with open arms for our fifth show together since 2014. Wonderful friend and brother, thank you all for listening today. A big hug and lots of love. Take care of each other. Love each other. And until next time, a big hug to all of you. Thanks a lot, friends. Good day.